Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye, know ye. Woo, glory to God. Know ye. Do you know that the Lord is God? Do you know that the Lord is God? He doesn't want to come. That's okay if he doesn't want to come. You coming? All right. I meant to tell him. I don't know. It just came in my spirit just now. Jordan is talented. Tell his parents that he needs to join. He needs to take gymnastics. But he's running and jumping and flipping all the time. And he's good at it. And he works on it. That's my point. Whatever you're good at, whatever you call, whatever you love to do. Now, I've never been around exercise trainers except one, and the man loves what he does. I ain't gonna call him up here to get us exercise. No way. Partner ain't, but I'm not. Tell him your name, how old you are.
I'm Jordan Jones, and I'm 7 years old.
What do you like to do? Flip and walk on my hand.
And handstands.
Okay, go ahead and go do me some. Do me some flips. All right, give me about three or four of them in a row. Can you do that? You can do two, three or four in a row. Do as many as you can. Go ahead. All right, get your own hand. Who gives you the ability to do that?
God.
Who gives you the ability? God. Amen. Give Jordan a hand. Do you know that the Lord is God? I said, do you know that the Lord is God? He said that without faith it's impossible to please him. Hebrews 11:6. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. Say, I believe that he is. Say, I know you're God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. So that erases all that stuff that goes around and people say, well, it's my body. I can do what I want to. If I want to have an abortion, I can do. If I want to commit fornication, I can do. If I want to do any of these other illicit things, I can do. It's my body. If I want to drink, I can do. If I want to lie, I can do. If I want to curse, I can do. It is he, God, who made us. Not we ourselves, we are his people and the sheep are of his pasture. When I grew up on a farm, and we had cows. And a little while we had horses and mules. And one thing you didn't want them to do is what they wanted to do. You wanted them to stay in the pasture that you put them in. You wanted them to graze where you told them to graze. You didn't want them to get out and eat up your garden or your field or your neighbor, most of all, not your neighbor's field. God says, stop getting out of my pasture. Stay within the boundaries of my love. Somebody needs you to be their light. Somebody needs you to lead them to Jesus. It's an awful, awful thought that right now while I'm talking, hundreds and even thousands of people are going to hell because they rejected the word or they never heard the word. But you and I have the word and we must share the word. He said, I came to quicken your mortal bodies. I came to quicken your spirit. I came to stir you up. You'll never be the same. You'll never be comfortable again, not witnessing, not living right. Telling that body, shut up, the devil to leave, knowing it's a demonic force that's after you, trying to take you away from your God, your creator. He said, I'm bigger than all that. Just lift your hands and say, yes, Lord, you're bigger than all that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where the Lord brought me to this part of the message. I said, Lord, you know they're having a funeral in one. You know, I had heard they were cooking, but I thought they had decided not to cook because I hadn't heard any announcement, but I said, Lord, you know a lot of things are going on. We had a funeral here yesterday, and those people are getting over the grief, and then somebody else just died, and, you know, just so much is going on, Lord. And he said, tell them to worship me with a whole heart. He said, tell them to give me the time I need, I deserve, and I'll give them the time that they need. And so he says, from now on, tell your neighbor, say, from now on. When you enter this sanctuary, this is what you do. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. Could be, thank you, Jesus. Or it could be you walk in, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Or you could not be saying anything, but you are in a thankful mood. But I'm definitely not doing my other stuff. Do you hear me? I'm not doing my other stuff. I think sometimes it would be good if we banned phones and iPads and all that and just pick up the paper book. And what do I have? An iPad. It would be good. I heard a minister say, he said, I'm praying for a revival, for a return to the Bible. And to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Are you thankful to God? Or are you always grumbling and complaining about something? Okay, just make a mental note. You don't have a pen or a pad. And we put thanksgiving on the right and grumbling on the left. And I'm going to give you a few seconds to decide how many you can put on the right and how many you can put on the left. What have you been thankful for? What have you been saying you're thankful for? And how much have you been grumbling and complaining? Now, if the grumbling and complaining outweighs that, then you need to repent. Say, I repent, Lord. I say, I repent, Lord. But I'm going to pick up thanksgiving. Oh, you can find something to complain about. Somebody just didn't drive right in front of you, fast as you thought they should drive. I was telling the other day, I was at Walmart, and I had several items. This young man had two or three items, and I let him go ahead of me. And I'm sitting there saying, really, wasn't just mad, but I found I was grumbling. I said, oh, he didn't even say thank you, and I let him go first. And then my mind started wanting to go, you know, I could have, blah, blah. And after he got his stuff paid for, he turned around and he said, thank you. Sometimes we jump to a conclusion too quickly.